Cotton Fist, Weight Box, Pedro Martinez.
Hey, Tommy, what are you doing down here in the basement? I mean, it's kind of dark, and you just have candles burning?
Ted Williams, Carlos Rostrzemski, David Ortiz. Oh, I'm doing this new chant to help get me and the Red Sox out of the basement.
Out of the basement? You think a pair of cymbals in the dark will get you there? Who gave you this method anyway, Tommy?
I got it from Uncle Buck, and he got it from Steve Cohen. So, if only a miracle could happen now.
I think you'd do better just clicking your ruby slippers there together.
Yeah, I got the red ones, you know, for the Red Sox.
Okay, let's take a look at what's happening. We're halfway into the season, actually a little more. What's happening with those 30 teams? What's happening with your division? What's happening with your team? Well, let's get started. Take a look at what's happening across all of MLB. Specifically, where is your team? Are they leading the division? Are they leading the league? Are they leading all of MLB? Well, if we take a look, let's start with the National League. Not surprisingly, you're going to find the Atlanta Braves, and they're leading the National League, but they're also leading the National League East. Currently, they have 54 wins and 27 losses. That gives them a .667 winning percentage. And how many games is that? Let's see, 54 and 27. Well, that's 81 games. There's 162 games in a year, and they have played half of their season. Wow. Well, let's see about the rest of them. The Marlins, how many games back are the Marlins in the NL East? They are 7 games back, and I believe they're going to be playing the Braves this weekend, so it'll be interesting to see if they can tighten up that area. Beneath them, they got the Phillies in the Beneath that, they had the Phillies in the National League East. And the Mets, the Miracle Mets are following. Oh, the Nationals are following them there. Looking at NL Central. Right now, the Reds have ascended to the top of the NL Central now with a 44-38 win-loss record. That has them above .500 with a .537. The Brewers are right behind them with a 43-39 record, which gives them a .524 winning percentage. The Pirates are .481, and right beneath them are the Cubs. The Cubs were amazing last night. They took it to the Cleveland Guardians with a 10-1 win in Wrigley. Wow. The Cardinals are bringing up the rear in the National League Central. Right now they are 33-47. National League West, no surprises here. The Diamondbacks continue to lead with a 49-34 record with .590 as their winning percentage. Beneath them are the Dodgers. Who'd expect to see them beneath the Diamondbacks? Diamondbacks are a good team, though. And if you look at the NL West overall, there is a good team list there. Diamondbacks 1, Dodgers are 2nd, Giants are 3rd, Padres are 4th, and the Rockies, they're still the Rockies. They're under .500 with a 33 wins and 51 losses. And if you climb back upwards, the Padres are 4th, also with an under .500 record of 37-45. All righty, so much for our good friends in the National League. What's happening in the American League? Well, the number one winning team by a hair of a breath is the Tampa Bay Rays. You compare them with Atlanta Braves in the record, they are virtually neck and neck. Because if you look at the National League, the Braves have a .667 winning record. And if you look at the American League, the Rays have a .671 winning record. And it's just because one of them started a little more games than the other. But going down the AL East, much like the National League West, you're going to find a group of strong teams. The Rays are leading with 57-28 for win-loss. Win-loss for the Orioles, 48-32, which puts them at .600. The Yankees are 45-36. They have struggled this year, and without Aaron Judge, it has really hurt them. The Blue Jays are suffering as well. They're 45-38, and the Red Sox at 494. But here's a funny thing. You know, Red Sox fifth at 494. But if they were in AL Central, the Red Sox would be tied with the Minnesota Twins, who are also 494. Both teams have a win-loss record of 41 wins and 42 losses. The Guardians, also in AL Central, are just right beneath the Twins, and they took a shellacking last night, losing. No, was that last night with them? Let's see. The Guardians, what did they do last night? Oh, yeah, they're the ones that lost 10-1. But the Twins, they defeated the Orioles last night, 8-1, in Baltimore. That's something. The Tigers, they're coming in third. They're 5 games back behind the Twins. And White Sox are 5.5 games back. Royals are 17.5 games back. You know, the interesting thing about the Royals is they haven't done all that poorly lately. I mean, they lost last night to the Dodgers, with the Dodgers winning 9-3. However, they beat the Guardians 4-3. And the Guardians beat them 14-1. I'm just skipping back through here the last few days. See, the Rays. The Royals defeated the Rays in, 2 out of 4 games. Split a series. So the number one team in all of baseball had to split a series with the Kansas City Royals. Not something you'd normally think was going to happen. Lastly, let's take a look at the AL West. The Texas Rangers are still leading that right now with a 598 winning record, and they continue to be strong. The Astros are still above 500 with a 549 record. The Angels are 44-40 with a 524. The next two teams fall beneath the 500 level, the Mariners, and then lastly, the Athletics. The Athletics and Royals, they look like they're almost neck and neck with only 22 wins for the season in the American League. If we go take a quick look at the National League, they're both like 11 games behind the Rockies, which is the team that has the least number of wins in the National League. So there you have it, a wrap on what's happening with all 30 teams and their standings as of Saturday. Oh, by the way, happy Canada Day. It's July 1st. Let's take a look at some other fun stuff going on.
The new studios have not yet been completed, and we hope to be back in those next week. Well, here we are. It's about All-Star Week is upon us, and the voting has completed on the Phase 2. Who are going to be the starters? Well, let's take a look here at the American League first. From the votes, you have their catcher, Jonah Heim from the Texas Rangers. First base, Yandy Diaz from the Tampa Bay Rays. Second base, Marcus Semien from the Texas Rangers. Used to be with the Blue Jays. Third base, Josh Jung with the Texas Rangers. Shortstop, Corey Seager with the Texas Rangers. Outfield, Mike Trout with the Los Angeles Angels. Two Titans in the outfield, not surprised to see. Mike Trout's out there from the Angels. And also Aaron Judge with the Yankees. And the last position there in the outfield is Mr. Randy Rosarena Lucky Boots himself from the Tampa Bay Rays. And the DH, there was no doubt about this, Shohei Ohtani. If we move on and we take a look at the National League, here's who we have with this one. The catcher, Sean Murphy from the Atlanta Braves. First base, Freddie Freeman with the Dodgers. Second base, Luis Arraez with the Miami Marlins. Third base, Nolan Arenado from the Cardinals. And the shortstop, Orlando Arcia from the Braves. Outfield, Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Braves. Outfield from the Arizona Diamondbacks, Mr. Corbin Carroll arrives there. And round out that outfield with Mookie Betts from the Dodgers. At the DH is J.D. Martinez. First part really comes out. Phase 1 and Phase 2 are the voters, the public. And it tells you a little bit about the fans. I mean, you see so much activity early on
with the Blue Jays and with the Rangers. I mean, if we go back and we look at that American League, let's see. Texas Rangers, 1, 2, 3, 4, is it 4 or 5? 4 of the 9 positions are Texas Rangers. Wow. 2 are from Tampa Bay. Only 1 from the Yankees and 2 from the Angels. Wow. But early on, like I said, there was just so much activity with the Blue Jays. Let's take a look at the National League. Okay. Here are the finalists for the National League in the top positions. Catcher, Sean Murphy with the Braves, he got 61%. Finalist number 2, Will Smith with 39%. Freddie Freeman won first base with 60%. Matt Olson with the Braves at 40%. Second base, Luis Arraez of the Cardinals, 53%. Ozzie Albies with the Braves, 47%. Okay, let's see. No, third base, Nolan Arenado with the Cardinals. He got 57% of the votes. And runner-up was Austin Riley with 43%. Austin's with the Braves. And another Brave, though, won a finalist position. That was Orlando Arcia. He got that with shortstop, 69%. And Francisco Lindor with the Mets, those poor suffering Mets. He got 31%. Well, let's go to the outfield. Well, lead off with Ronald Acuña Jr., Braves. I mean, he got the most votes entirely in the National League, so he's automatically in that spot. He's joined by Mookie Betts with the Dodgers. He got 34%. Lourdes Gurriel with the Diamondbacks. He was 16%. The round up the finalists in the outfield for the National League, Corbin Carroll with the Arizona Diamondbacks, 30%. And the finalist behind him is Michael Harris, the second with the Braves with 19. And lastly, the designated hitter for the National League is, drum roll please, is it Bryce Harper? Is it J.D. Martinez? It's J.D. Martinez with the Dodgers with 53% of the votes. Congratulations to all you guys. One of my favorite parts of All-Star Week has to be the Home Run Derby. I mean, I really enjoy seeing people like Kansas City Royal Salvador Perez. That man, he's a massive man, and to watch him go up there and take it, it's amazing to watch how many home runs he could hit during the Derby. And another one, of course, is Pete Alonso with the Mets, you know, that suffering Mets. But he's always fun to watch, and Shohei Ohtani. This year for the 2023 Home Run Derby, I don't believe any of those have been said they're going to be there yet. One guy I know who is Mr. Excitement himself, and that's Tampa Bay Rays Lucky Boots, Randy Orozarena, the man with the pose, the man with the fans, and the people who seem to be enjoying him everywhere, I should say. He's a home runs wise, I think he's around 15 or 16 right now. I know Jose Siri with the Rays, I believe, is about one ahead of him. And if we look at home run leaders across all of baseball right now, you're going to find Ohtani right there at the top. I mean, let's take a look right now across 2023 and looking at the home runs. Right now, you're going to find Ohtani at the top with 30. Matt Olson, you're going to find him with 28. Pete Alonso, you know, the guy I was speaking of just a moment ago, 24. Luis Robert, he's got 24. Mookie Betts, he's 22. Kyle Schwarber, Jorge Soler with 22 as well. After that, you got Ronald Acuña Jr., Rafael Devers, Adolis Garcia, Ozzie Albies, Aaron Judge with number 11, sharing that with, J.D. Martinez. Now, you got an idea right now who are the leaders in Major League Baseball when it comes to home runs. But who at this point has already entered and been approved for the Home Run Derby? Well, Randy Orozarena, not surprisingly. But also you'll find that Mookie Betts, the Dodgers, is there as well. And to see Toronto Blue Jays slugger Vlad Jr., he's going to be there. So those are just some of the folks right now. And I believe, looking at Seattle Mariners with Julio Rodriguez, I believe, is going to be there as well. So there's a lot of names I haven't seen yet. Ohtani says he hasn't ruled it out. Let's look and see how his pitching sequence is coming up, where he is in the rotation. But I'm hoping to see some of those other guys. Hoping to see Alonso there.
hoping to see Salvador Perez, and it should be fun. Always an exciting part of All-Star Week.
Well, that's it for Baseball Biz this week. Like I said, I apologize for some of the weird audio. We're recording a little bit here, a little bit there, waiting for the new studios to open up. And when they do, we'll be sharing that with you as well. Well, thank you again for joining us here today on Baseball Biz. We're recording remotely from several different locations, so you might hear some varying audio. I want to thank Tommy and Jimmy for joining us again and sharing their meditation experience with us. And also a good nod of the tip of the hat to, you know, to Steve Cohen. I got to admit, when I saw him buy that team, you say, oh, well, he's a billionaire. He's buying a team. But I thought he was a fan first. So kudos to Steve Cohen. Kudos to all the Mets fans. And I hope all of you baseball folks out there are enjoying this 2023 season. So until then, we look forward to talking with you guys again real soon.
You've been listening to Baseball Biz. As always, you can find us on your favorite podcast directory, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. Thanks again. And remember, you can also check us out on Twitter at TheBaseballBiz. Take care and have a great week. Special thanks to XTakeRUX for the music Rocking Forward.